for anything with last night's game because of the weather? Were you able to get anything usable to gauge and check players out of last night's performance?
Yeah, you can always get something out of it. I mean, when you have rain at practice, you still get something out of it. So I don't know where disappointing came from. It was an opportunity to evaluate our team. There's always something that you can assess from that situation.
After watching the film today, I mean, assuming you've already watched it, did anybody stand out, any position group or just facet of the game?
There were a lot of things. You know, it was kind of it's typical of a game like that. There was some good plays and some bad plays, it seemed like, for a lot of guys. You know, Bishop Sankey, he did okay. He had a couple of things that we've got to get cleaned up. Damian Stafford, like I said, both those guys last night, they had some good plays. They had some things we have to correct. But there were a number of guys that did good things, but there's also a lot of work to do.
Fair to say that in terms of scheme, formation, things like that, you didn't do a whole lot and just sort of let guys play the basics of your system?
Well, I mean, we did at times, and at times we didn't. You know, it was dictated a little bit by the weather. I think with the periods when it was raining really hard, you know, there were times when both our team and the Packers had exchange problems, balls were on the ground. So it's not like you can spread it out and throw it down the field. So, you know, you have to do some things to account for that. But we still got some work on some different aspects of our game.
After watching the film, how would you assess Matt Burton's first out?
Pretty much like I did last night. You know, he can't put the ball on the ground. Did some things in the pocket where he's got to keep two hands on the ball. But he made some good throws. He's got a long way to go, as a lot of young players do. But, you know, there's no substitute for taking a team down the field in the fourth quarter and scoring a touchdown. I mean, that's a big deal, and it was good to see him do that.
Injuries, you had a couple of guys get hurt last night, and obviously that's a concern always in the preseason. Is there almost a sense that you feel fortunate that there weren't more guys hurt with all the weather that you were dealing with and the field conditions and all that stuff?
Well, you know, the only thing I'll say to that is I don't know if maybe it's a benefit because the field's slippery. You know, guys, there's maybe not the chance of you getting a foot or something stuck in the ground and where you might have something that you don't because of that. But, you know, as always, to get through a game like we did last night and not have any big epidemic of injuries was good.
In the weather, at least on Collins, where he hurt his shoulder, looked like it was just going to die and wasn't necessarily affected by the weather. And I don't know if Spencer just got rolled up or what happened there. But would you say they probably were not impacted by the conditions?
I'd say that's fair, Jim. Yeah, I don't think either one of those things had anything to do with the weather last night.
What's the status of those two? You know what they did last night?
They've been checked out today, but, you know, we'll know more as the week progresses.
Yeah, two plays in the first quarter, you send the starting offense back out, run the cluster up in there. Just important to get a look at him just running the ball up in there a couple times, see what he can do from there?
Yeah, it wasn't so much the quarter as it was. I just wanted to get Dexter a couple of carries and see how he handled that. And it just so happened that he had a good run right at the end of that first quarter. So at that point, I felt like that was what we wanted to accomplish and made the change. I didn't intend to do that.
On those two players, we don't see an hour situation for either one of those guys right now for Colin or...
We're not faced with anything like that right now, so there's no reason to even talk about that.
In terms of, I guess, Zach Brown not starting last night and talking about having to discipline him, is part of the fact that I guess you get frustrated with Zach, the fact that he does have such physical talent that if he puts it all together and focuses correctly, that he can be a difference maker?
Well, Zach's done some good things for us in camp, and I've really said all I wanted to say about Zach in that situation last night. We're moving forward. So I think, you know, Zach is understanding of what he has to do, and he's got physical ability to play that position, and he needs to continue the way he's been doing, and that's on. And that's showing us that he's going to buy in.
You said you needed to see the film on Benani's extra point. How much of it may have been snap, weather, and how the ball came up? I think maybe I heard you say that he might have faced laces when he kicked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to tell from the tape. I thought you'd be able to see more. But, you know, it was tough conditions for all the kickers last night. I mean, those kind of situations, it's I haven't had a chance to speak with him yet to confirm or just to get his viewpoint of it. So, I mean, we'll have a chance to do that. But really, you're not going to make a decision about a kicker based off of a conditions kicking in that last night.
And you got guys like Cristobal and Mark Green, their first chance in returners in the returning game. Do you do some flipping here in upcoming games and give other people the first chance, or does it?
We'll have a plan for how we're going to do that. We've got enough returners, and you know, we'll get a chance to get them all some work, so we'll have a good feel for that by the time we get to the first game.
You know, obviously, you know what Leon Washington can do. I mean, it's safe to say maybe preseason, what he can do in the preseason, not going to matter that much. You're more interested in guys like Mark or whether it's Bishop or maybe Dexter in the same situation as Leon.
Well, I mean, I think they need work. You know, you've seen those guys getting work at practice, but they do need to get some work in the game. So at some point, we'd like to try to get all of them some work, and then we can make a decision on who's going to be the primary returner once we get to the season.
You mentioned Stafford good and bad. I mean, what stands out about him, and what are some things that he continues to work through on a daily basis?
Well, he's come a long way since we've first gotten here, and that's one of the things that I like about Denman. His trend is going up. He's working hard. I mean, from where we started in OTAs, and I said something about this last night, he's continued to improve. As with a lot of young players, especially players new in the scheme, he made some mistakes, and his job is to correct those. But he's doing some good things. He made some good hits. He fit the run well. He's a physical guy. So, you know, I'm excited to see if he can continue that.
Any coaches report any issues with the tablets? Or I noticed some prefer to just stick with the old pictures. Anything that you heard of, any glitches or anything like that last night?
I didn't hear any glitches. I heard more positive feedback from the tablets. And I think it's just getting accustomed to those. It was the access that you get from that, the pictures, they're tremendous. I think that, you know, especially up in the booth, I don't know how they'll be when we get the sunlight on those screens, but one of the concerns that you had was the rain and how it would affect that, but it didn't affect it last night, and the players seemed to like it too. I mean, the ability to zoom in or zoom out and see those looks is a pretty neat thing. So I think as the season progresses, we'll get more involved with those because it is a tremendous tool.
Last play of the half, you're guarding against the Hail Mary. Marqueston Huff gets the quarterback to the ground even better, I'm sure. That sort of a good Ray Horton moment right there in terms of his approach to calling defense?
I mean, that's during the course of a game. You know, I think that there was a lot of things defensively that we did last night that were good and bad. So it's hard to pin a defensive moment on one play.
But I mean, just that's an aggressive. There's a certain aggressiveness there where you're not just sitting back, say, go ahead, take your shot at the end zone, and we'll try and knock it down.
Well, I mean, there's different teams have different philosophies on that. Doesn't mean it changes week to week based on your plan. So it was one play in a preseason game at the end of a half.
Does the fact that you were kind of limited in what you could call offensively because of the weather effect, say how many snaps Jake will get moving forward in game two of the preseason?
I don't think so. I mean, we have a plan for Jake as far as trying to get him some snaps. You know, the conditions last night were very difficult. When Jake was playing, it was hard to throw the football. So, I mean, you can say all you want that you should call more passes to see if Jake could throw it in that, but you're being counterproductive from the standpoint of if you can't throw the ball, which both teams were struggling, it's not really doing you any good. So his play time during the course of the next few weeks, he'll get opportunities to see where he is. But you've got to understand, too, we've gotten to see a lot of him on the practice field, and it's been very positive from what we've seen. So hopefully, you know, the way the games play themselves out, we'll get to see all the things we want. But like I said, I've been very excited about Jake and very pleased with how he's working.
What's your philosophy been as far as how much you play your starters throughout the preseason? I mean, were you bumping up the second game, bumping up even more in the third game, and scale back in the fourth maybe as a lot of teams do? Or how have you handled that?
It's been different every year. A lot of it depends on the team. A lot of it depends on your depth. A lot of it depends on the number of young players you're trying to get a look at. So, you know, once again, I don't have a set plan for how we're going to do it. Some of it's going to depend on our injury situation. We do that. We talk about that at the end of the week before the preseason games. But I'll say this, the one thing we do have done consistently is try to get them more play, so especially our starters, so they'll be prepared for the season.
No problems, it looked like, getting the huddle, getting the line of scrimmage, getting the playoff on time last night. That obviously good in your first game with new offensive terminology and whatnot?
It's for the most part. We had two. I mean, we had to call one timeout down in the red zone, and we had one delay, which is, it's not great. But definitely in the red zone, you don't want to lose yardage, so you have to use it there. But that's all part of operating and getting used to that. You know, last night with the conditions, we lost the headset a couple of times, and that was hard to deal with. So, but for the most part, I was pleased with that.
Anybody on the defensive line last night stand out in particular to the first go around with the three-man line?
Well, I mean, Jarrell, it's hard to say with 11 snaps or whatever the amount of snaps that they've gotten. Sammy played well. Jarrell did some good things. And, up front, Rapati was Rapati last night. I thought Klug and Daquan, who got probably more of the snaps than anybody, did well. I think Daquan has ran out of gas a little bit, so we've got to continue to work with him on the conditioning part of it. But they've shown flashes of being able to do what we want to do in there.
There's one play where Morgan had to drop back and covers a little bit, and I think he made a pretty good play on the ball. I mean, how do you rate how he did, maybe how some other guys were adjusting to it?
Well, there's been a raging debate about that play, about whether it should have been an interception or a PBU, a pass breakup. So that's interesting. We've talked about that a number of times today. I thought he played that very well, to be honest with you. He was disciplined in his coverage drops. He carried the seam one time on a ball down the field and did a nice job. So his discipline and his technique for what we were asking him to do in a position that was a little bit different for him, I thought was really good. So it was hard to get a judge as an outside rusher because the normal ability of those guys to bend on the edge was negated a little bit last night because of the field conditions. So, but I thought he did a nice job. He's done a nice job in camp and did as well last night.
Which side of the debate do you fall on, whether it should have been an interception or...
Well, of course, as an offensive coach, I'm going to say he got two hands on the ball, so he should have caught it. But as a guy that's had his hand in the ground a lot for a number of years, there was a number of them that were just pleased that he actually batted it down.
Ryan, Biskey's catch on the big ball down the middle from Mettenberger, rated as a better-than-average catch?
I think so, yeah. I mean, one of the things we talked about before the game was this is your opportunity to make plays. And, the guys that make plays are going to get more opportunities. And he certainly warrants that from the catch he made in the Atlanta practice and the one he made last night. So, that was good. It was good to see him do that.
Who was the play, I guess it was the first quarter, maybe it was the first half, I can't remember which half, where their quarterback Tolson lost the handle and then you had a defender that was going for the ball and he grabbed him and pulled him back. Is that a legal play? Can you do that?
The referee, Bill Levy, actually came over and explained that play to me and said that was legal. When you're going for the ball like that, you can actually grab his jersey the way he did and pull him back. I mean, as much as I hate to say it as an opponent, it was a heck of a play by the quarterback to pull it back and then to actually recover the ball himself. So in that kind of situation, when the ball's on the ground, you, especially when it's just the quarterback, you figure it's your ball, and next thing you know, they've got it. So That was really one of those, I didn't know that kind of plays.
And does Copeland catch a little grief, for, I don't want to say he got manhandled by a quarterback, but he had his momentum stopped at the least.
Well, let's just make it clear that was your words, not mine. And I think I have respect for the way the guy made the play. So I don't think he'll get much ribbon about that.
What does a win do for the attitude of this next week now? I mean, is it going to be a lot better? Is the work going to be more productive than if you had lost?
Well, I'm hopeful that our work's been productive consistently through camp. We haven't had a bad day where the guys haven't worked. So I don't expect that to change. I think the win was great, but to me what's more important is in the fourth quarter, defense stopped them and the offense scored. and we won the game. So, you know, that's a great lesson to learn as a team, to be able to go down and score the go-ahead touchdown and then for our defense to keep them out, even though it's the fourth quarter of a preseason game. That's significant, I feel like, for our football team. You know, there was a couple of things that I was really pleased with as on our team, which are stats that are important, red zone and third down. And, you know, I thought offensively we were good. I think we were like 46%. And defensively we held them to low 30s. And in the red zone we were 100%. You know, if we can continue with that trend, we'll have a good season.
And the fact that you capitalized on a turnover right away, got the ball in the end zone.
Those are all big things, you're right. And that was – and you reminded me of that when you asked the question about, you know, the fourth quarter there. So I was pleased with that, getting the win, and certainly was nice because, you know, you go through all that struggle in the rain. It's a heck of a lot better to walk out of there with a win, that's for sure.
You've talked a lot about Jack the Battle and the versatility that he brings. He kind of drove that point home last night, started off at fullback, ended up at tailback, and then nearly blocked a punt on special teams.
Well, yeah, that's good to see Jackie do that. I mean, there was a couple plays that he's got to clean up, but, you know, especially the one bouncing off his face mask into the air. But I was happy to see that out of Jackie. That's an important piece of it. It certainly adds versatility to that running back group. And when you have the 46-man active roster on game day, you know, you need guys that are versatile. So Jackie's trending towards having a chance to get one of those spots.
When you're away, I guess a guy performs in a game. What means more to you, a guy who maybe had a miscue, whether it was battle, dropping, you know, the ball with his hands, or Mettenberger losing the ball? Does that hurt him more, or does it help him more if he responds to it in a positive way, whether it's battle coming back with a touchdown run or Mettenberger with a game-winning drive?
Well, it's always about how they respond to it. That's important. But it's also not about one or two plays in a preseason game. It's about a body of work. I mean, there's a lot that you're evaluating over the course of preseason and camp. So, but I think the one point which is accurate that you make, Jim, is that it is important how these guys bounce back, because you're going against good football players. There's going to be times when you make mistakes, and if you can respond from those, that's what's really important.
Kind of a sneak peek of maybe what your running game is going to be about this year. Yesterday, you got contributions from three different guys. I mean, is that the form that you anticipate seeing throughout the year?
You know, I hope so. I think that's a fair representation. I think week to week it could be different, but I think the fact that we had a number of different contributions and we were effective at times, that's pretty accurate.
Disappointed when you hear that maybe guys like Rodgers and Nelson and Lacy are not playing. I mean, when coaches hold players like that back in preseason games, or does it give you a fair judge of your guys, or how do you view that?
Well, you know, I look at it more as an opportunity to go against another team and evaluate your team. I mean, the competitive side of you always wants to get their best, but just like us, there's reasons why certain players aren't going to play. Everybody's got their progression of how they do things in the preseason. So, you know, that's part of it.
Anything else?
Do you talk to players at all? I mean, like individually, some guys might get a little false sense of security how they're doing. You don't want to give them an indication, hey, you look like you might be making this team. How do you handle guys? Because they're all kind of sensitive and want to do well.
Well, I think, you know, you have to be very clear about that we're gonna get the best 53 players. That's what our goal is. And, you know, I don't think that there are many players there that are under the illusion that they've got that roster made. I think Taylor Lewan's got a pretty good chance of making the team. But and there's certainly a couple of others that are established players in the league. But, you know, one of the things about this business is they understand it's very competitive and it's very tough. And it's a tough period in a couple of weeks when we have to cut the roster down to 53, because you get attachments to these players. But ultimately, in order to build a team, you have to work hard to pick the best 53. And you know, to tell somebody, hey, you may make it or you may not make it, is just, you know, it's not an accurate thing to do. You can tell a guy he's doing a good job and that needs to continue, but really, ultimately, it's what they do on the field.
How did you grade Lewan out of the gate?
He didn't do badly. I mean, there's things he's got to clean up, but he played 48 snaps, I think, which is a lot for a preseason game. It was somewhere in that neighborhood. And there's a lot that he can gain from that, having played in a game against those guys. So I like Taylor. I think he's got a chance to be a good player.
Anybody else that potentially could be slow in practice is starting tomorrow? Yesterday, but I don't know if you...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. What,
anybody...
The pencil kind of...
Yeah, sorry about that. Anybody that could be slow tomorrow in practice as a result of maybe getting nicked up?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so, other than the ones that we'd previously mentioned. But we'll see tomorrow. We'll have a little session in the morning where we get a chance to stretch him and do a little run. So hopefully everybody will be good by the time we get to practice.
What about the guys who were held out of the game? Any of those close to coming back to practice this week?
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how their treatments went today or exactly where they are. Well, Todd and I will talk about it tomorrow. And, you know, when they're ready to go out there, they'll be back out there.
You said here before training camp started that you're hoping your decisions will be as tough as possible come cut time. Do you feel like your decisions are trending to be more difficult?
It's probably early to say that. I hope so. I mean, I like a lot of the guys. You know, there's a lot of young guys like Damian Stafford's a guy that we mentioned previously that's doing some good things. So, you know, after one preseason game and the way that one went with the conditions, it's a little bit hard to say going forward. So, based off practice, I'd say, yeah, we've got some guys that are stepping up. But we've got a lot of young guys that potentially didn't get as much play time last night that we'll get a chance to see over the next couple of weeks. It'd be kind of hard to replicate the one we had last night, but I hope we got good work with that. I know our snappers and holders and, you know, two underappreciated things or underestimated things were the snap to the holder on kicks and the snap to the punter in those conditions. Those aren't just gimmies when the ball's that wet. So, you know, we did get good work with that.
Were you tested about how many footballs you had on hand? I mean, was there ever a point where you worried about running out of footballs that were usable? Or?
You know, I didn't think about that, Jim, but I'll say this. I've been around a lot of NFL games, and that was the wettest I've ever seen footballs last night. I mean, I just don't think there was any way you could keep them dry. And, you know, you don't go into a game with an unlimited amount. You only have 12. So they were all pretty wet.